Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
All right, welcome to the Into Bloom podcast. I am your host, Tyler Zweidorf, and sitting across from me is your fearless producer, Jules Miles Schieferstein.
I'm actually afraid of a lot of things.
Okay, so well, he has fears, just like any man. And today we are joined by a man whose office closet more resembles a Toys R Us than a Lifeway.
Hey now.
My good friend and youth pastor of Bloom Baptist, it's Bobby Dradofsky.
How do you do, guys?
Yeah, we're not doing too shabby. Obviously, we were just before we started recording talking about our lunch options over the weekend, of which we thoroughly enjoyed. But today we are here to talk about green circles. So we've been talking about the circles, been interviewing different people. And Bobby here is head of the green circle. Is that what we would call you?
Yeah.
Sitting chair of the green circle?
I guess. I don't know. It's a very lonely place. It's just me, really.
He's sitting in a chair.
He's sitting in a chair.
It's black, though, not green. But he's wearing a green shirt.
Always on brand.
It's because I'm trying to represent today.
There you go.
I knew we were doing this podcast.
So. Yes.
Even though no one can see you.
Yeah, no one can see you.
Off the top, really the only question I have for you that we can kind of just round table talk about here is, what is Green Circle?
Okay, well, Green Circle is the education arm at Bloom Baptist Church. We encompass our Life Quest, which is adult small groups, and it also holds Bloom Kids, which is our children's ministry. So those two things, Life Quest and Bloom Kids, and I guess BYF is in there too. So and small groups are our means of doing life together. That's why we call it Life Quest. So typically there will be a teacher or a leader doing a lesson followed by discussion with the group. And that is typically how Life Quest works. But that's not necessarily what it has to do. I just ask my Life Quest leaders to do life with their people. And that's really it. If they want to do a lesson, that's wonderful. If they just want to have parties, that's wonderful too. I've actually been trying to push for more outside of the church activities.
Yeah, no, it's really just to encompass what Green Circle is it's the wing that encompasses all those things, as you said, and it's about growing together as Christians, as a community. So what are some of the maybe successes or some of the great stories that maybe you've heard from some of your Life Quest leaders and whatnot about things they've done or things they're doing?
Yeah, so a lot of ministry opportunities come out of Life Quest, a lot of service projects. There is an upcoming marriage retreat that actually has come out of Life Quest Gold, which I do believe that Tyler, you and also Jules are members of. And these ideas are, I suppose the Life Quest group is kind of committee on that. So they come up with those. Life Quest Green has had a lot of experience in a ministry that we support. I'm not sure how much longer, but it's called Foundation Dinners that we've done that. Life Quest Red has really put all their efforts into the Stowe Mission of Columbus. So there's a lot of different things that these Life Quest groups do in addition to their normal class activities. That's been good. But one thing I want to say is that the Life Quest group is an easy entry point for a friend or a neighbor or a family member to be with people that they know and experience God in that way versus just showing up to worship and sitting in a chair and not knowing a whole lot of people. So it's a it's one of the front doors here to Bloom Baptist, if I could say it that way.
Yeah. It's definitely a more intimate setting with which you get to know people, with which you get maybe to a certain extent, maybe even more in depth into a particular passage, because you get to bounce different ideas and different thoughts off of each other. You get to kind of discern and hash those things out within your small group and just talk about scripture and talk about God and what he's doing in your life. Lean on support from those that are in your group when you need it. It's just an awesome, awesome thing to be, whether you're in a regular life quest, you're one of the lucky few in Bloom Youth Fellowship, or if you're even if you're a child growing up in our Bloom Kids area. So, well, that's all I've got. Does anybody have any last thoughts on Green Circle? Anything else that we're missing? Yeah.
Well, I'll just say this. So while I'm in charge of Green Circle, I don't really oversee it. It's pretty autonomous. So I think that God has given the leaders and then, of course, Aaron, the jobs that they have, the ability to govern those. And I don't feel the need to have a lot of oversight. So all of the groups that we have are they're color groups, they're life quests, and then a color there. They're all independent of each other, and they're independent of me, I guess you could say. I'm there to support. So,
alrighty, awesome. Well, thank you, dear listener, for listening to our episode on Green Circle and how Bloom is learning to grow together as a body of believers. This has been the Into Bloom podcast. I am Tyler Zweidorf. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.